Good Tuesday afternoon, and welcome to our weekly interview with head coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Girls. There were some teams that got in some games around the weather last week. Tri-County was not one of those teams, and I'd imagine, Coach, you probably got in very few practices because school wasn't in session all that much last week.
That is correct. We didn't have one day of school. We had one open gym, which we didn't have very many girls at during the week, and then we had one yesterday as well with we didn't have very many girls there. So tonight's our first practice in a while. Fortunately, we played on that Saturday for the South Harrison tournament for that third place game. So we haven't been off as long as some teams maybe, but yeah, we got to get right back to it tonight and hopefully have a good practice before our game tomorrow.
Yeah, now by the beauty of radio, because I'm going to be on my way to Beatrice when this airs on Tuesday afternoon, so recording this on Monday, it's going to air on Tuesday, so for the purposes of Tuesday, Coach, we're going to say that you play tonight.
Yeah, all right, sounds good.
Yeah, we'll work our brain that way, and you play East Harrison. Obviously, they're a conference foe. You're going to play them at 7 o'clock at the Gilman City Tournament, and the weather looks pretty good for Tuesday, so we're going to cross our fingers and say this game's going to be played. What do you know about East Harrison?
Well, you know, they've got some size, and they return a very good player in Hope Ellsworth from last year. So she's going to create some problems for us that we got to deal with. So we got to do a good job rebounding. We've been doing a better job of that, it seems like, with the exception of the Mercer game. We've rebounded the ball very well since Christmas break. So we got to do a good job there. We got to force turnovers. I think they've got some inexperience, and we need to try to create some problems for those players trying to bring the ball up the court. And then hopefully, you know, with the long layoff, you hope that you can execute offensively and get some shots to fall and get back into a good rhythm.
I kind of feel like, Coach, we've had this discussion for the last month and a half, how I think your team is in a unique position, and to me it would make it very easy to at least say the things that you want to say to a group of teenage girls to try to motivate them to play well. But as I look at your schedule, I feel like that if you play to the best of your capabilities, you're capable of beating anybody on your schedule, but kind of the opposite is true as well. If you don't play well, you're capable of getting beat by anybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the story of this season. I think a lot of teams feel that way. Every time you go out, there's a chance you could lose, but also you feel like you got a pretty good chance to win. So as we head down the stretch here, it'll be the team that shoots the ball the best and plays the best defense as we head towards the district. Everybody's going to have a lot of games in a short amount of time with all the makeup games. So, you know, it's the team that can kind of balance the things that they need to do and get enough rest and maybe not do too much in practice. You got to still get in your work and get up shots and do some of those things. But, you know, you also have to make sure that you don't, you know, run your players to death so that they don't have the energy that they need to compete.
Now, you say you don't want to run your players to death, and that's true. But they haven't been in the gym for a while, and they got to practice on Monday night, getting ready for a game on Tuesday. So conditioning is going to be part of that Monday practice, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit different situation, you know, with that first practice back, because we got to really run through some things that we haven't done in a while. Fortunately for us, we run a pretty simple system. It's based a lot on the team's effort and ability to hustle on defense and be sound in what they're supposed to do. Also, I think, you know, this is where your depth comes in. The players that you've been trying to build up throughout the course of the year, some players with inexperience, they're going to get opportunities to come in and help, and you hope that they step up and make plays for you.
You got a number two seed this week, Coach, and that's for Tri-County. That's a really good seed. Princeton's won, and I think they've earned the one with the schedule they've played and some of the people that they've beat. But, yeah. I'm sure a part of the message that you have for your girls is, hey, you know, we got a two seed. We got some people out there that think Tri-County girls basketball is pretty good. Let's go show them why we got that seed this week.
Yeah, I think so. We know, you know, seeds one through four. You could put a number by any one of those four seeds, and they'd be deserving of a top four seed. And North Harrison's a very good five seed. So, you know, I think any team could win this tournament of those top five seeds, I think, you know, and Gilman City's very much improved, so they're going to give people a tough time, and you know, I think East Harrison, you know, one of the things when when you're a higher seed like this, we were supposed to play East Harrison last Friday and had to play him Tuesday night. You know, that can be a tough situation. So, you know, we'll look at them later down the road again. But tomorrow night, we know we got our hands full and we got to be ready to go if we want to advance in this tournament.
Go back to, you know, we might have talked about this last week, but I go back to the, you know, the Chiefs got off to those slow starts in the two games at Arrowhead. And Tony Romo kept mentioning on the broadcast, and he's very right, that, you know, the Chiefs are the home team and they were the higher seed and they were expected to win. And when things aren't going well and you're a higher seed, it puts a little bit of unique pressure on you because you're expected to win. You're sitting there going, what's going on? So getting off to that good start as a two seed is going to be important Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think so. And that, you know, we added the South Harrison tournament this year and we were the three seed in that. So that was the first time, you know, that's one of the first times we've really had one of those top seeds where we had to deal with that type of pressure. So I think, you know, our girls are familiar with that. I think they'll be focused and ready to go. And, you know, we dealt with the weather last year, and we ended up, the Gilman City tournament was canceled last year, and we played two games on one Saturday. So, you know, our girl, and we did very well. So I think our girls have been through this before. They'll lean on that experience, and they'll trust the coaches to try to put them in a good position, and hopefully we can do that and find a way to get a win against East Harrison.
I'm looking at these teams that you're playing here, Coach, in the month of February, and obviously there's a couple of postponements from last week that are going to get moved in there too that maybe aren't the toughest opponents that you're going to have, but you got Southwest Livingston coming to your place. You got a really good Norburn coming to your place. Grundy R5, I think, is kind of a very underrated good team this year, and then you got the HDC tournament. Your February schedule looks pretty stout.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you throw in the fact that this week with the Gilman City tournament, that's going to play a major role in where we're seated in the district tournament. You got Princeton and Pattonsburg in this tournament, and we're all fighting for one of those good seeds in the district tournament. So, you know, there's a lot of important games for us in the month of February, 4 weeks basically until we get to the district tournament, and the team that's playing the best when we get there will be the team that comes out of the district, I think.
And here's a potential fun matchup, and both coaches would say, hey, we got to win before we get to there, but you got Tri-County and Pattonsburg as a 2-3 seed potential matchup. If they play in the semifinals, that would be the early game Thursday at 4:30. Coach, best luck over at Gilman City this week. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you. We always appreciate the coverage.